at all. That's all. And that's another thing. She gets married, she's a psul. So it's dam psulim. What's the point of checking that? Of course it's red. Dam psulim, Baruch Hashem. A healthy, virtuous woman. Okay, so that won't count. Good. So then she's clean again. Once, twice, she sees. Now, oh, but it still hurts a little bit. That's typical. Hurts a little bit. No. Also can't count. So what's going on? He quotes from the many poskim. The Kitzur Nimritz comes out according to this. She has pain for three times, and she didn't check, and she didn't see. She was a hufzga in her own makastash. She don't need. You put all these things together, you don't really need. Okay, my opinion, you don't need it. You don't need it. I'm giving you my opinion. You don't need it at all. And in most cases, given the possibilities of dam psulim and pregnancy and ke'ev and all kinds of other circumstances, then in many cases you wouldn't need it even according to the regular pshat nerif, as per the sefer mishmeres hatara. Just letting you know, lani is died. You want to be machmir? How machmir must you be? How machmir must you be? Has the chavazdas kinuach? Kinuach. Don't have to be, because before she come on, have hey, came the Muhumma Lebesa. So, that's it. You do a kinuach, even those who hold you require something, would not require a bidikas chor mustokim, and then it's out the raivet shita, you never need chor mustokim. Okay? The reason I'm mentioning this to you is not so much because of this, because I hold you off to anything, but I hold it's very important. Very, very important for something we spoke about a while ago. We mentioned that in a normal case, you would not require kapara. If it turns out that the woman, afterwards you find out that the man sees on himself, the woman sees on herself, and she figures that probably there was some dam there when the husband was intimate with her. All right, he saw it himself. So, we wanted to say you don't need a kapara. We don't like guilt trips at all. No guilt trips at all. So here's the word. So if you would require, even as a chumrah, or what we call a bedikas chorah mustakim, kodem tashmish, then you can argue they really should have done it and they would have found the dam. As we pointed out a while ago, the reason why a bedika works on the yom vesis in the morning, because if you're going to see any time by day, probably a bedikas chorah mustakim would show something even as early as the morning. Whether that's statistically true or not, maybe. And therefore, you have a guilt trip, and you only would have done the B'dikas Chor Mustakim before class, you would have come up with something, you wouldn't have been nichshel, quote unquote. But now the Chavos Da'as say, that's not even required according to the Machmirim. Even the Machmirim say it's enough to do a Kinuach before the Tashmish. And it's very, very possible the Kinuach wouldn't have shown up beans. It was something all the way inside. External kinuach would not have shown up anything anyway. So therefore, I'm saying it for my reason, that if a couple has this experience, they should not have any guilty conscience, because even if they would have done a kinuach, which is probably not even required in the first place, but some say, maybe, sheep this, and this, probably wouldn't have shown up anyway. That's why I'm mentioning that nakuda to you. Okay, we're both saying, let's chazer again. Now, Nia's diet, you don't have to do a bedika at all. If you have to do a bedika, because the shak and the raiva of shat, shot in the riff, we pass like Rashi and Shun. If those who say you require, you have all these complications, the Mishmeres Hatara threw in about the first 26 days, it doesn't count, pregnancy doesn't count, there's dam psulim with pain doesn't count. And then once you pass that point and she was three times clean, doesn't pay to do the bedik anymore, so stop, forget it. Then if you wanted the Machim, a plain kinuach would suffice. So I'm just giving you a brief summary of the Maisa. How do you handle this kind of situation? Fine. Okay, gentlemen. Isha she'ena asuka b'taras. We have an interesting Mordechai. Mordechai says something which I still, to this day, haven't found anywhere else. Haven't found, seen a quote anywhere in the Nosei Kalim, but it exists. It exists. Open up your Mordechai, please. We try to be as we call today transparent. We try to show everything out. I mean, we'll get to the halacha. We try not to hide things. Okay, Tov Shin Lamed Hey. Tov Shin Lamed Hey. Take a look over here. It's on page Aleph in the Mordechai. Okay. You write it's the last few words on page Aleph. You have my print. Talk about a situation. Last line. Isha and Leveses, Lepirish, whatever, Rashi Shver, Rabbi Natami, Olak Narach. Sricha lived up with a small little bays. He says it can't be Rashi, it's impossible. So it's, when he calls Rabbi Natami, it's Perish Rach. Okay? Sricha lived up, here's what the unbelievable line. Call. Shachris vi arvis lebaila. What? Shachris vi arvis lebaila? Where else in rabbinic literature is this found? I asked you last to find it for me, so no one's found it for me. Who else? No one can understand where this comes from. Shachris vi arvis lebaila. Where'd that come from? All we saw until now, the biggest machmir in history said, Kodan tashmash, achatashmash, Shachris vi arvis lebaila. How can that possibly be? Where did he get it from? So I thought I was the only person who would have noticed that this Mordechai is a Yotzei Dofen. And I told you a shtickl Torah a while ago that the Mordechai apparently learned pshat in the Mishnah. Let's turn to the Mishnah that I started with, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Please turn. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. What did we say on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph? We just read the Mishnah beforehand. What did it say there? We read it before. What does it say to us? It says over here. It says, "Upamayim tzricha lios bodek as shachris uben hashmoshes, uveshosh yoveres the shamash as beisa." Oh, on a simple level, referring only to a case of asuka betaris. But the Mordechai seems to have said that for some reason we're machmir to treat every woman as manazeh as an asuka betaris of yesteryear. Oh, that's why pamayim. I said the Mordechai l'shitaso. Remember that famous thing that's called in Shulchan Aruch. You have to check pamayim. That's crazy. In the Mishnah, you have to do pamayim to prevent burning tarets for nothing. You reduce your exposure by 12 hours. But today, it makes no sense. So I'm saying, Pshat, that there are these Rishonim who say, we treat everyone today as if she was a sukkah b'tarets. That's why you have pamayim, and that's why you have shachris and ben hashmoshes, even mizman hazeh. Unheard of. Not talking about Shemin Akim, I'm talking about every woman. Every single woman has to check every morning. Can you imagine this? That's what the Mordechai just said. Woman has no verses. Alright, so Pizman Azeh, most women have the 26. After 26 days, straight till her period begins, could be a week. Who knows how long it's gonna be? You have to check every morning and every afternoon. It's unbelievable. Unheard of. There's no one in the world to my knowledge, not on the globe. If you know anyone on the globe who keeps this, let me know. I mean the whole, even including B'nai Brak, including the most Lakewood, anyone who keeps this, let me know. You know someone?
No.
Oh. That's the what's called Yomim Nivochim, that's the Poskim say. Right, okay. Okay. The Yomim Nivochim, so there were those who will say, she has to do a bedika kodim tashmish. That I concede. I don't think that's pshat narama. I think the shach pshat narama is correct. But the Noda Behuda seems to say that way. They may have been asked her completely all those days. Well, if she's also complete, there's no point in doing a bedika shachas v'yavis. Easy to say also. That's easy. But if she's not also completely, which we hold, then I can't say. That's what it says. So I found, once again, the Pardes Rimonim. Yes! The same page. Nun Dalit Amud Aleph. Oh, I was so happy to see the Sefer. He quotes this Shita. He discovered it. Obviously, he discovered it before me, but I thought I was the first one to discover this. No one else talks about it, Bechlav. It's a Pelin. He quotes it over here. Avzeh Kosher. It's page Nun Dalit Amud Aleph, end of the first column. The Mordechai says, Shachris V'Yarvis. What? Where do you get this from? He must have meant Afilu Shachas V'Yarvis Tzricha B'Dika Lifnei Tashach HaTashach Mavua Behedim Devir, etc. of a shekas avlo niska b'divir Rabbi Chanan ben Tignas. He says even that's required. Where did he get it from? The Mishnah. But the Mishnah says asuka b'taris ain't asuka nak. Okay, with the maskin and kind of man, the masniha. Yeah, the masniha. So therefore, the masnis nafilim ain't asuka b'taris. Umeila mucha b'masnis in the tree of libdom kol hani b'digas kam the bailo. Oh. Then he says, Sasarti Pirish there, I prove it is incorrect. It's a very nice shot. It can't possibly be correct. It just can't possibly, it's impossible. It can't be correct. It can't be correct. Where's he shlug it up? The end. Nun dal amud aleph going over to amud beis. It can't be. Why? Masnis in Arabi Yesh Lemeses. Quotes the Gemara. Yesh Lemeses. Yesh Lemeses, no one knows they have to do it. And Asuka Bataris. It's impossible. It's impossible. So it just can't be. The kids are Pshat Shver, but he tried to defend from my way more or less, and he said it can't be. Just wanted to bring it to your attention. The Shuddha Shita exists, and Alocha Lamaisa, we don't hold from the Shita at all. Fine. Nara Bosai, we have to come to another sensitive topic. Another sensitive topic, which once again is discussed in the Pardes Rimonim. He's really the hero for today, and others. There is a Mordechai. Since today's big Mordechai day, the Mordechai end of Tov Shin Lamed Gimel. Everything until now was Tov Shin Lamed Hey. End of Tov Shin Lamed Gimel. Isha Shesvestel Simona Macherim V'lol Yomim. To the time of Perak Isha of Sama Gimel. If I heck as my teshes chashash be crazy, but she pulled him out. Smar Moros Oxenos the Chol Yosef and the Chol Shavuah Shalosh Pamim. Hareza Vestes Hilkach. Misha Vesta Besimone Gufa Baloliano Bachila Shum, Awakla Pilpulin, Firasa, this is what she normally brings on the period. Muto Lisham, or is the precursor of the period. Muto Lishamesh Achagi Osama Simonim. This is what I've been screaming for years. People are fighting and yelling at me, saying I'm 100% wrong. That Vesta was only the Chumah, not Lakula. It's an offer to Mordechai. That seems to say it's Lakula. Often, black on white. How can you argue with an off on the Mordechai? Well, there's a saying called the Cheskas Tahara. Oh, I have the Cheska Roth. And he says, no. And he based on the Shach. And again, I don't have time to read every word of the Shach. I'll give you the Maramokum. Kuf Pei Beis Sif Koton Lamed Beis. Based on the Lashon of a Ramban. It's a complicated story. Was it about a Vesis Haguf alone? Versus a Veses, we call a Veses a Murkov. Remember, there is no such thing as a Veses Guf alone. It's only Murkov. But we pass it differently. It's a Veses a Guf alone. Alone. So, the Cheskas Tara seems to say that with Shach's part of the Ramban, it seems a little bit, at first glance, like the Cheskas Tahara. At first glance. I'm the first to concede that at first glance he's right. That's against an offer of the Mordechai. No. But at the end of the day, and just skipping a lot because we have shortage of time, at the end of the day, I think it's incorrect. Because the entire Shach and the Mordechai, I used to share for 1 minute. I know I can't, it's risky to start opening these things now. But I have to share a little bit, just for a minute. Kuf Pei Dalid, Sifkot and Lamed Beis, just to see where it's going on. You'll see in a minute where I see what's going on. Where I'm about to be Docha the Raya. Kuf Pei Dalid. Okay? What's the concept over here? In Sif Yud Aleph, it starts talking about Osa Lava Oleha Achi Yishalena. Okay? That's the discussion. Person, remember we're talking about a situation, someone is Boman Aderech, things of this nature. That's the case that we are talking about primarily, in such a case. And the whole Shach seems to be going about such discussions. I can't read all the it's too long to read the whole thing. Sifkot Lamed Beis and Shach is quite long. There is a Torah Sashlovim, Chav Dalet, which makes things a little bit a little bit shorter. And the Shach understood, and he's arguing with the Beis Yosef. Maybe the Beis Yosef agrees with Vesa Saguf. Okay? The distinction between Vesa Saguf to Bar and the Maisa Lakfitza, not Piyuk and Itush. Okay? It sounds like everything. But Matina Beshas and Poskim, Shum Vesa Saguf are the Maisa Lakfitza. He says, well, that's not correct. You find other things. Achila Shum, etc., etc. Bekitza Nimritz. Here's my vote. Yes, the Cheska Star is correct. He's correct in learning the Pshat and the Shach in that fashion. But, there's a very big but. We're referring to a case over here. Ad she yishalena. He never asked her. He has no idea. Did she experience a headache, a stomach, and a backache? Oh, if you don't know whether she experienced it or not, then you have problems. I agree. My vote in the Mordechai is, well, the words of the Mordechai we just read, that she's muteris lo until she experienced it. That means you ask her, did you have a headache, back of her stomach, and she says, no. Okay. But then the Shach never spoke about that case. So the Mordechai wins, and the Shach never disagree with him. And that's why I think that the Mishnah Berurah HaChadosh, the Gufei Halachas, is correct, and the Cheskas Torah is incorrect. Yes, sir. Yes, that's correct. If the woman tells you, I have not yet received my headache back in her stomach game, she does not have to worry about her own abandonment. That's why I'm shocked. I know we went through this last time. But I think that's what the Mordechai said. The Mordechai said so, Beferish. Can they really, again, we'll talk about it privately, I don't have time to go into it at greater length right now. This is what we ended up with this disagreement last time. Baruch Hashem, it's a Chazara. It's the same disagreement. That's what the good Chazara is. Review everything with all the same disagreements. Baruch Hashem. That's a good way to do Chazara. Fine. Now, the Rambam Shita. Rambam has this unique Shita, which we mentioned before, it's an unbelievable Shita of the Rambam. It's Pillei Ploy and Mamish. The Rambam seems to say that you have to always be checking, all the time. So the Mefarshim asked, the Rambam is against the Mefarshim Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara for a minute, okay? Let's look at the Gemara. Yud Beis Amin Aleph. We read it, we saw it before. Read it again. Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Libo Nokbo Porish. Mao Shetivta Gatsas Bashir Veses Yelchai Balachatas. No! Libo Nokbo Porish. You can't do all these things. But the Rambam, let's open the Shulchan Aruch one more time. Just one more time. Let's not forget where we came from. Shulchan Aruch. One more time. And see what it says. Kuv Pei Vav Sif Aleph. Rambam is unbelievable against the Pshuto, against the Mefurash Gemara. Rambam writes, Isha Sheyesh Leveses Kavua, according to the Rambam, Matzich Livdov Ach Tashmish, Tznuas, Kodem Tashmish, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara is Liba Nofa Porish. What's going on with this Rambam? How can he say what he's saying? Seems to be almost impossible. Now, let's just see in Rashi, what does it mean, Libo Nokfo Porish? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, no, where is the Rashi? Im kein, shetat shichen alivdok, achar biya, libo nokvo kodem biya. Honey, are you going to do a bedikah after Tashmish? The rabbi said yes. Goodbye, see you tomorrow. He won't even get involved in the Tashmish in the first place. He's putting himself at risk. He's a risk-averse gentleman. Aren't we supposed to be risk-averse? He's going to be Parish right away. Life will come to an end. This is unbelievable. So how can the Rambam say? No, that's what Rashi says. Okay. The Rana to the Chidushim. No, Anupsha. Who savor? Shel mole lo hegisha lo batka. V'tipka kardul hoisa v'avda b'yed. And Tosim said away. Libo nokvo parish pirshrach came in the roa ishta bodekas mechashev shim lo hegisha lo hoisa bodekas. It's spy versus spy over here. He thinks that she thinks that she thinks that he thinks. There's going to come out a bit of a different verb. He's going to be Porsche Mikana Lahaba. Not that he won't have Tashmish now. After he sees a check, and he says, I'm out of here for next time. No. I'm scared. Okay. What about the Rambam? So the Magen Mishnah is the answer to the Rambam. The whole Gemara of Libo Nokvo is talking about a very short time after Tashmish. Yes, we know there are two different short times. One Chiyav Chatas, it's called Osio, and one is Hashem Toli, a little bit later. He waits until after Kola Kola Kitzim. After the first sheet, this first man is over, the second man is over. However, that time that is, we talked about it once before. Some say count in seconds, some count in minutes. Whatever. Wait till it's all over. After it's all over, then there's no problem. Frek the Ramban, very nice. We'll do Eid Shalom. Eid Shalom, after a while, there'll be no Chiyav Korban. Eid Shalom, says the Ramban, no, since there's no alternative, they ought to be Matarit. That's how they say Pshat in Shitas HaRambam. The place here is a different Pshat in the Rambam. As the Rambam learns Pshat like the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a Machlokes. Ein Leveses requires a Bedika, or doesn't require a Bedika. Yes or no? We saw Manda Masniho, Lo Masniho. Says the Placey, Libo Nokvo is only in a case when he's not an Onus. The mission on Yud Aleph is the case of Yesh Lo Veses. She has a Veses and he lives with her when she's not, Shlo B'Shas Vesta, he's an Onus. Then she's Bodekes and Ein Libo Nokvo. I'm a tzaddik. They're both sides. A little bit of self-esteem. I'm a tzaddik. I did a mitzvah d'oraisa. Well, we just read Shabbos. Excuse me. Oh no, salo yigra. She has a vesta. Shalom b'shas vesta. I am a tzaddik. I come over the kisei hakavod. They'll say, what happened? There was some blood there. I'm a tzaddik. I did what do you want? I did everything right. No libo nokvo. Zip. Zero. You can check all you want. Check you want. Same thing is true if A Levest, but she did a Bedika called Tashmish. I'm a tzaddik. My wife checked. I'm a tzaddik, he's a rola. I, the Gemara, Yud Beis, I'm an Aleph. Go the corn to the sheet on Yud Beis and Beis. Catch us now. That A Levest does not require a Bedika. To be passed, you and I pass away the halacha. If A Levest does not require a Bedika, nonetheless, she could have been bodek. Yeah. And therefore, maybe she should have been bodek. And therefore, it's not an onus. And libo nokvo. Aha. That's cheetah. But since the Rambam passes like the Rach, we don't pass like that cheetah. That there is a chiyav bedika, and the chiyav bedika was done. So then again, in all cases, he's a tzaddik esod olam. He's a tzaddik esod olam. No libo nokvo. A sharp answer of the placing, very sharp. That's what comes up to what we spoke about a few minutes ago. Since we paskin not like the Rach, that's why I'm worried that Talmud Chacham may be sitting in this room to have a shadow one day of libo nokvo, because after all, maybe she should have done, she would have done, could have, should have, might have, and she would have seen something. That's why I told you before, the Chavos Das. Or she was, even according to the Machmirim, she would have only done a kinuch, she wouldn't have seen anything anyway in all likelihood. Boom. I'm trying to get rid of Libo Nokvo. Fine. Rabosai. Fine. Good. I called him Tashmish. At the Rambam says that Tznua should be Bodek, Frekli, Rivid, Libo Nokvo. And the Gemara has. The Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Isha Maja Tivdok Latsan the Baila. Omololo Tivdok. The Tivdok Babakach. Libo Nokvo. Uporesh. That's it. Now how to do it. What the Rambam's against the Gemara. So the Rambam says the Gemara is no. Well, not Tashmish. Like Tosis, not like Rashi. Wow. Or, as the Osamech said, the Gemara is Bifnei Abal and Rambam is Shalom Bifnei Abal. Good. So we took care of the Rambam Shita. Again, it's Shita Seach. We don't pass it away at all. Just wanted to get to that Shita as well. Fine. Rabbi said, with this we concluded Unit 1. I was supposed to do Unit 2 today, which is Damaka. No way we're going to get past the introduction to Unit 2. I'm trying to somehow finish the Chazara by Thursday. We're going to try our best. Okay. Let's begin. Rabbi said, the two Gemaras about Maka. One is Tezayin, one is Samuel Rav. All right? They're 50 blad apart. On Daf Tezayin, the Gemara says, make a long story short, Harod Abachas Mako, okay, oh, Machlokas Rebbe and Rashbag. What's a Machlokas? Marisol Vesis de Rabbonah, says Tosis. Marisol Vesis de Rabbonah, Nirin. The Dafka Margeshes, every word here counts, and it's ambiguous. Look at every word in this Tosis. Dafka de Margeshes Shebo Dam Ze Min Hamako. Simple read. This blood comes from this wound. Afilu Achi. Im Zman Vesisu. E Vesis Naraisa. Chashinon Shemagam and Hamako Bo Adam. Avlam Eina Margeshes. Catch us now. Yitzias dam min hamako. It's a softer expression. It didn't say im eino mageshes shebo dam ze min hamako. It's a softer expression. Im eino mageshes yitzias dam sounds like sort of a general min hamako. V'chule almo emuzman vesta. It's a problem. Levachi v'chule olam ol teinida. Lakon hamako hayolatz veses. Even those who are makel, only makel in a case with dam zeb bomanamak. What do the words mean? I have to say the simple read of the first phrase in Tosfos is, you know that this blood is coming from the wound. Okay? So why Vesis Daraisa? Well, there's additional blood. At the end, Eina Mageshes Shitzias Dam Menamaka means what he said in the beginning. Dam ze bom anamak. I left out the word ze. No, lav daf. That's how someone said Shah and Tosfos. You have to, this actual blood came from the wound. Nothing less will suffice. Okay? The Rashba hold differently. The Rashba, let's, again, time is very short. Turn to the Shach, please. The Shach is in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, Sivkot Lechav Dalet. We'll do what we can in a limited amount of time today. We're going to have to come back to Damaka tomorrow anyway. No way I can finish Damaka today. So whatever else we have to do, we'll have to do. It'll be curl it somehow or other. I have to get to at least one more Inyan of Maka fast. Chav Dalet. The Ramaz Lashon over here, he says as follows. He says it's like this. Eino tolu b'machaz ramo emein leveses kavua elam ken yodas bevadai shemakosa motzio dam zok the shach af al pi shein amageshes ato shedam ze hu bomi makosa ken ochachti misifri midivir achat toys daf yudah and after that he'll upshat toys away and the aguda and the agos maimini and the sefer truma and the molachai and beis yosef and sharadura maril the same sharadura drisha. Number one, he's saying that according to Tosis, you do not need that this blood come out, which is the implication of the second line of Tosis, not the first. Amazingly, the Gemara against the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is machlokas the Rashi and everybody else. Against the Beis Yosef. So what does Shach do? He's Mar B'Sholom Olam. There are three positions. You need to know that this blood is coming out. You don't need to know that the Magad Motzi Dam at all, which is, according to many, the first is Tosfos, the second is the Rashba. Extreme positions. And the Shach, no, neither meant it. They both meant the middle. You have to know that there's a Makom, but you don't have to know that this very drop of blood is coming from that Makkah. This is what the Shach understood. This is the Shach understood. You got it? The kids. And what's Takadin Din? Mishas Vesta? What's Takadin Din Mishas Vesta? What is it Din? Two issues, gentlemen. Can you be told about that Makkah even Mishas Vesta? Number one. And must you do a Bedika Mishas Vesta? Normally, if you have a real Vestas, I'm talking about a real artist of goodness Vestas, you have to do a Bedika. What about in this kind of a circumstance? Is the Bedika required or is the Bedika not required? Let's take a look and see what the Rishonim say. Let's take a look. What do they say about this very thorny issue? So there is, gentlemen, a Ramban. The Ramban says you're not required to do Bedika. You know why? because te'asa le'olam. What does that mean? That's not the meluim. She'll never get a clean asiktar. Never. So what will Tosas do? Tosas will say the meluim. You do a hefsiktar. You'll see some blood. You'll trim it to the makkah and go weiter. Shas best you can't. Lo tamal le'olam. The Chavazdah said you can never come Torah without a hefsiktar anoki. Chasam Sov is a pshara. You wait the amount of days that she normally would stop seeing, and then after that, you told her in the makkah. Presume that's what the Avnei Meluah meant as well. Oh, good. So that's one question. Do you need a bedikah? The Ramban says no, because if once you get in, you can't get out. Others say no, you can do a bedikah in some cases, and there is a way to get out of it. There is a way to get out of it. Now, look at the Shach of Kon Chavov. The Shach, even though it's Mar B'Sholom B'Yolom, what an incredible, I don't know, if it seems to me, whatever. But even he, even the biggest Mar B'Sholom, once in a while, a machlokes, you can't ignore. Okay? The Ramos over here, B'Shas Vesta, Eino Tolim B'Makosa, Dimlokin Ota Taim Eliyolim, says the Shach, Afal Pish Yodash Makosa Motsi Adam, Dimlokin Ota Taim Eliyolim, אבל מרגשת אתה שדם זה בו מן המקו אפילו משעזבסת את ההורה ולא שייך למה כי אגב לדים לא כן לא תם על יולה ולא תהיה תמיה כשאתה תרגיש yeah yeah that's what he says called to Tosus it says Tosus says that way okay that's what he says then he says אף על גב דורש בחולק ומטיר אפילו בשעס וסטו אף על פי שאין המרגשת שמכה סעת ומוציא דם. Oh, there is a machlokes. Here he agrees that the Rashba is so radical as to say that she knows she has a makkah even בשעס וסטו she can be makkah even if she does not feel that this very blood is coming out. That is a machlokes that the Rashba is makkah on. Nobody else agrees to that Rashba. So the Rashba has told him even if she doesn't know that this makas motzi dam at this moment, the Shach says no. You can be told that only if you know that this very blood is coming out of the makas, then you can be told that even b'shas vesta. And there were those who don't even agree with that. Don't agree with that. But that's three shitas. The Shach is the middle shita. The Rashi was the biggest makel, and there are bigger machmirim. As far as the bedikah is concerned, so the Ramban says what he said. There's no chiyuv of bedikah. But I should add one more maramakam to open up, please, to the Mordechai. I both said we have to, it's going to be a few more minutes. I have to just finish this inyan today. We'll have to start tomorrow in the middle of Makkah. Take a look at both say in the Mordechai. Tov Shin Lamed Hey. Tov Shin Lamed Hey. Oh. Take a look over here. Two gear souls. The Mordechai says as follows. The question is the girsa dam or is the girsa hadam? It's a big difference. Dam is blood and hadam means this blood. So that's the question. What's the correct girsa? If the correct girsa is hadam, you have to know that this dam is coming from the makkah. If the girsa is dam, it could be stam dam. You don't have to know for sure that it's coming from there. This is a question of what the correct girsa is. Is the correct girsa dam or is the correct girsa hadam? And the truth is it's not only two girsas in the Mordechai, two girsas in the Gemara. Take a look, it's our last thing for today is the Gemara. Just Bekitz and Nimitz, we'll come back to it tomorrow. Samach Vavam and Aleph. Give me 2 minutes. Samach Vavam and Aleph. Because the Gemara, Nemenes, Ishaloma, Maka, Yeshi, Bemoga, Shemimena, Dam Yotze. Some of the girsa Shemimena, Hadam Yotze. The Rajma said famously, all she said was, Benemenes Ishaloma Maka Ishamaka. Period. We say Shemimena Adam Yotze. And some of the gears said, no, she says. That's the question. Who said it? Did she say it or we said it? Again, two pshat. Based on the Tosefta, the Rajma is right. The Tosefta stopped before those last three words, Shemimena Adam Yotze. That's the Gemara's pshat. And the Tosefta says the Rajma. So you don't have to. If you have the gears that we have, then maybe she has to say. She has to know for sure it's coming from there. Then just one last point for a minute. We'll come back to it tomorrow. The Gemara is as follows. the Bryce is in front of the Romach was Tashmish. Im Yesh na Maka Tolim Makosa, Im Yesh na Vesta Tolim Vesta. Three Pshatim, the Kitsa Nimitz. What's Tolim Vesta mean? Rashi says, Im Yesh na Vesta is a Kilkul Azer, Shin Rom Kol Shor Makos Tashmish, the Prokim, Tolim Vesta Mishamesh is below Bidika Bein Vesta the Vesta. She only sees Makos Tashmish every month. So in between she's Mutera. So that's Shita's her Rabba, Rashi. The Rabba says, she was with the husband, Bishas Vesta. Rishi Yaskina. Oh, someone of faith, not Rishi Yaskina. Then she can't say Shiro Machlas Tashmish, she was Shiro Machlas Vestas. And the biggest pshat, the biggest chiddush is the Mordechai. Take a look over here in the Mordechai. The Mordechai says a pshat, which is a critical pshat. I'll see tomorrow three ways, how to, mamish, no less than three ways, how to understand this Mordechai. And this is very, very important. Just give me the headlines for tomorrow. Take a look at the Masal Ketzad on page Beis. What does it say? It says, V'yesh lo Vestas, man kavua, shiro adam, Tola bevesta, she chola loma ze adam she roa tohu, she adialogi a vesta, vitola bemakosa, she choloma bemakosa hu Torah. What's pshat? This all one sentence? That shaloba shazvash she's tola bemaka? Or the two different things? The Beis Yosef said the two different things, he stopped in the middle of a sentence. And then others start screaming, how can it be? But the shot likes the Beis Yosef. So, mission tomorrow, we'll start with this, with Siyata Deshmai. So I went a little bit fast, but we're trying to cover a lot of ground in a short period of time. This, you're all supposed to know this already. No? Siyata Deshmai.